Pacific Nations and the United Nations Secretary General have issued an urgent call for large nations to cut carbon pollution. Pacific leaders have met with Antonio Guterres in Fiji for a historic meeting on how to stop the threat of climate change. But Australian officials were left fuming after one Pacific leader weighed into Australian domestic politics, suggesting the coalition should lose the election on Saturday because of climate policies. Stephen Jedgetts is covering the meeting for us. Stephen, what was the purpose of this meeting and why was it significant?
Well, Linda, it was significant because it's a rare thing for the Secretary General to make his way out to a place like Fiji, rarer still for him to gather with officials and leaders from across the Pacific specifically to discuss climate change and the existential threat that they believe climate change poses to the region. Now, there have been some pretty significant calls out of this meeting today, specifically Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General, called for governments around the world to introduce carbon taxes, to halt off all plans for new coal plants and accelerate the closure of existing coal plants. So policies that are not going to be contemplated or haven't been contemplated by large numbers of developed countries. Let's take a listen to Mr. Guterres speaking earlier today.
As we look ahead, your voices will remain crucial in global negotiations. Your experiences underscore the urgency of the threat. And the Pacific has a unique moral authority to speak out. It is time for the world to listen.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in Fiji today. Steve, there've long been differences between Australia and the Pacific on climate. Did they flare up at this meeting today?
They didn't really flare up during the meeting, Linda, and that was partly, I guess, a function of the fact that Australia at the moment, of course, is in the middle of a federal election. That's now only a few days away. And in that context, with the convention of caretaker in operation, officials effectively had to simply sit by the sidelines. We were represented by a senior official, Ewan MacDonald, but he didn't really have a say. He simply listened and noted what was said. Now, I'm told that during the meeting there was no direct criticism of Australia's policy on climate, but some Pacific officials have told me that it was very clear, even if the target for those calls for developed nations to cut emissions, even if it wasn't explicitly stated that that was directed at Australia, that everyone in the room knew that there were one, perhaps two nations that it could possibly have applied to. And then after the meeting, things got more candid. During the press conference that was done by Antonio Guterres, Samoa's Prime Minister decided to weigh into the domestic political fray, suggesting that he would like to see the coalition tipped out of office entirely because of its policies on climate change and energy. Let's listen to him speaking there.
I think we should not worry too much about it. The question will be answered by the voters themselves. And let us just keep our fingers crossed. A lot of people think that the issue of climate change is a question that affects only the Pacific Islands, the small islands. What we are trying to tell the world is that when we go down, all the cities will go down too.
So that was Tui Laipa Sailele there, Linda, making it very clear what his view was. It didn't, though, impress Australian officials who thought that the intervention from the Samoan Prime Minister only a few days before the election was pretty ill-timed.
Our reporter Stephen Jedgetts in Fiji.